My guest at this time is Jessie Jane Duff. She's a retired U.S. Marine Corps gunnery sergeant. She is now a senior fellow at the London Center for Policy Research. In conjunction with Saturday's observance of Veterans Day, we want to get her impressions of how much progress is being made at the VA and find out what ought to be the most important priorities in the months to come. And Jessie Jane, it's a big weekend, Veterans Day Saturday. Friday marked 242 years of the Marine Corps, so happy Veterans Day. Thanks for your service, and Semper Fi.
Well, Semper Fi, thank you for wishing me and all the Marines out there a happy birthday. This is a wonderful day for all of us. No matter where we are, we stop and we acknowledge the birth of our Corps. It's just a band of brothers and sisters that is united at the hip till the day we die. And thank you for acknowledging that. And tomorrow is Veterans Day, so that's also just as symbolic. It unites all veterans. So obviously, we're very thrilled that this all ties in together at the right time.
Well, you and I have talked a lot about problems at the VA going all the way back to when the scandal erupted during the final days of Eric Shinseki's time as secretary, all the way through the McDonald era. And now, of course, we're in the Shulkin regime there at the VA as the secretary for President Trump. So when we first talked a few months into the administration, we were talking about the frustrations over the response rate for the suicide hotline. And ultimately, you said for David Shulkin, it was too early to give him a grade. We needed to see what would happen through this first year and how committed he was to really addressing some of the major reforms. So we're not quite to a year yet, but we're close. We're about 10 months in. What kind of grades do you give him?
Well, this is a tough one for me because I think that President Trump and his administration has taken great strides to put forward legislation and executive orders and anything else that they can possibly do to smooth the process for veterans. And the White House came out with a glowing report, of course, of all the efforts that are going on for these veterans. They're trying to ensure that the process for payment to veterans is made quicker and faster, but yet there's 420,000 roughly or so veterans in the queue still waiting on their claims to be acknowledged. Essentially, what that means, you get off of active duty and you then submit your paperwork to the VA and they give you a percentage of what your claim would be, for example, 20% disability, 30% disability. So you can actually get support from the VA at a reduced cost. But with that said, I'm reading reports that some of these things are not going to happen quick enough. So I'm a little concerned, for example, also medical records being transferred from the Pentagon to the VA. Apparently, this ordeal, which should have been corrected probably 10 years ago, which has fallen, unfortunately, on President Trump's lap and on Secretary Shulkin's lap, is apparently going to take another 8 years, 7 years, actually. And by then, President Trump will be out of office. So I like to say that Secretary Shulkin has worked very closely with the president to resolve some of these issues, but yet the end result is yet to still be seen. I'm going to have to say a B minus, maybe a C, because how can I give them an A when, yes, it's good effort, but not with results? We've not seen the results, and I do think he's the right president to make these things happen, but it's just very dismaying to me to see that these things still are going to take how long to happen, how many more veterans will die waiting, how many more veterans are not going to get adequate care. They're taking a lot of initiatives. Let me just say this. I'll stick with a B, because at least they're taking those initiatives to make these things happen. And it's never going to be fast enough for most veterans. It's never going to be. But it's better that they're making these efforts. The swamp is so bad within the Veterans Administration. They're the second largest. They have the second largest budget next to DOD. You can only imagine the amount of employees and bureaucracy. I believe it's over 290,000 government employees. It's a lot of work to weed out that swamp. In fact, I don't think you're ever going to, not with these career employees.
We're talking with Jessie Jane Duff. She is a senior fellow at the London Center for Policy Research. And Jessie Jane, let's talk a little bit more about the swamp or the bureaucracy and how difficult it is to get things moving, because I think a lot of people are banging their head against the desk or wherever they're listening to this saying, how does it take 8 years to implement some of this stuff, or even longer, while it might be layered and complicated in some ways? How bad is the bureaucracy that it takes this long?
You know, I wish I had that answer. You know, what kind of contracts are being signed for IT technology to basically transfer medical records with ease? For example, when I got off of active duty, it was a big fat paper file. It was enormous. I mean, my medical record for 20 years was in a folder, and I was told to photocopy it all just in case the VA lost those records. I retired in the 21st century, okay? I didn't retire in the 18th century, let alone the 19th century, not even the 20th century. I retired off of active duty in the 21st century. How is it that it was not addressed prior to now? I mean, everybody can throw stones at Secretary Shokin as much as they want, because, in fact, I believe stone throwing is the only thing that we can do to keep pushing the train up the hill and make and force this administration to do what its promises are. Because if they don't address these promises, they will not be able to sustain themselves with the veteran vote. We have to see a difference. And I don't want to sit here and keep talking about how it didn't happen under President Obama or under President Bush. Both of those men are 21st century presidents, and both of their secretaries were 21st century secretaries. So it's obviously a long-term effort. Apparently, it's far more difficult than I could have ever imagined, because I'm disappointed that some of these things, these efforts have the right initiative, but at the end of the day, they're not going to happen fast enough for all of us. I think that this president has taken a very aggressive measures to ensure that the VA is modernized, that they are able to provide care to veterans that are not within a 40-mile radius of VA hospitals. They have actually signed on with various programs such as like CVS Pharmacy, various other healthcare providers that can actually provide basic healthcare, such as your flu shots and your other minor healthcare needs, that it shouldn't have to require all these vets to go hurling into a VA hospital to get this type of care. But with that said, some of the more egregious problems that they have don't seem to be getting resolved fast enough for my taste, and probably not any other veteran's taste.
What are the most egregious problems that are in the most need of being immediately addressed?
Well, I would go right back to ensuring that they did sign legislation that would ensure that the Veterans Administration does not have delays in giving people their health care, that they're trying to turn around these cases faster. But what about the 420,000 veterans that are already in the system waiting? I mean, I'm very curious about what is going to happen to those that are waiting for their health care. That has to be addressed first. There should not be any type of backlog. A backlog means you've been waiting over 125 days for your claim to be addressed. It should be, in my opinion, a 30 to 60, no more than a 90-day turnaround. I'm accustomed to government work. I'm accustomed, when I was on active duty, they had a 90-day turnaround for most of your administrative action forms. However, in the modern society, we're not sending anything by the Pony Express anymore. We're not sending anything by even the Postal Service anymore. Everything is electronic. Everything should be expedited, and that should immediately shave off 30 days. 60-day turnaround is what my belief is. The problem when you give these deadlines is you start having people fraudulently putting down numbers. That's what created the basic backlog in the first place. They were causing a lot of let's push them through, let's get it through, and then the backlog for appointments, for example, in hospitals, they're supposed to give you an appointment within 30 days. And what were they doing? They were doing these fake lists, giving the impression people had only been waiting 30 days. But then they were altering the system and triggering it. So in reality, some of them were waiting 60 and 90 days. So that, unfortunately, the backlog, you cannot have a backlog. There should be nobody waiting for their claim to be addressed, taking over 125 days. None. The backlog with appointments, no one should be waiting more than 30 days to get an appointment. If you cannot give them an appointment within 48 hours of you receiving the request, you need to outsource it. Give it to a private hospital. The second thing that must be addressed is, why is this technology going to take another 7 years to implement over this period of time? I will say some of the successes that they've had is that they've been in the process of disposing of 430 vacant buildings and 284 underutilized buildings for disposal. And that can save $23 million a year. That money now can be going to health care or receiving mental health care for these veterans. They have improved on same-day services for primary and mental health care at all of their medical centers. They're making it easier for veterans to file online health care applications. So they're receiving 8 times as many online applications this year. That's good. We want veterans to be able to apply for that care. They also became the first agency to post information on employee disciplinary actions online. And that's a must. How many times did we hear about disciplinary actions after the fact, after they had already either resigned from a position or transferred to a new job? They had covered up in the past. So they are becoming more transparent. That's phenomenal. They're implementing new laws that can reform and care for the veterans. So I say that that's a plus. But we've got to get these health care records implemented quicker, and we have to remove these backlogs. They have to be able to turn around a claim quickly. And when we get to that point, I think we'll have a smooth-running VA healthcare system. However, the fear I have is government healthcare is always going to be muddied down with government bureaucracy. And the more outside resources they have to use and they can compete fairly, Blue Cross or whatever healthcare system that's willing to take on veterans that are away from hospitals, let's get this moving. So, because at the end of the day, the responsibility isn't of the U.S. government, but it's the responsibility of our nation to ensure that veterans who have earned this care, receive it.
Jesse, last question on this. Obviously, the process changes are a lot of what we've talked about here, but sometimes we see reports, and I know that the quality of hospitals vary greatly in the VA system, but we're still getting reports now and again of not even sanitary conditions, instruments that haven't been cleaned and so forth. Is stuff like that getting better, or is it still about the same?
I haven't read anything as of the past few weeks, but I do read periodically a report coming out of the same things that you've discussed. And I would like to believe that under this administration, they're clamping down very hard on these healthcare centers. Nothing's going to change overnight. I think listeners have to recognize a president is one man, and a president is only going to be as strong as the administration that supports him. If we don't have the right people within these government jobs, because you have career employees who aren't going anywhere, been working at the VA 10, 15, 20, 30 years, if they do not believe in what they are doing and believe in supporting the president of the United States, regardless of who that may be, you're always going to meet up with gridlock. You have to ensure that people understand that their mission is to serve and support these veterans. I mean, we heard about when the president first got on board that they weren't even hanging his photo in the hospitals, and somebody, one of the congressmen, called down and they said, well, he's not our president. That kind of attitude is unacceptable. I served under multiple commanders in chief, President Obama, President Trump, President Bush, President Reagan, President Clinton, President Carter, for that matter. It doesn't matter who the president is. That is your commander in chief. And you have a responsibility to honor that position because you're representing those who died for this nation, regardless of who was the commander in chief. So the VA is not about Secretary Shulkin. It's not even about the president. What it boils down to is the very people who operate that VA who have been there and are career employees, and many, many, many of them, I will say this unequivocally, have devoted their lives to the care of veterans, and I applaud them. At the same time, sometimes it's the people behind the scenes that delay the paperwork, not the care workers, but the people who are shuffling the numbers, shuffling the paperwork around, that have delayed these very processes that we're discussing. So my biggest concern is this IT problem that they have, that they're transferring these medical records over. It has to be done a little bit more effectively and smoothly. And the other is the delay in care. They are going to be improving the system so that nobody is waiting more than 30 to 40 days. It's a 30-day, 40-mile system. Make sure that the people that are within that 40-mile radius and 30-day wait are given care immediately. If you can't do it, get them outside to an outside provider.
Lastly, and on a slightly different topic, but the one we actually started on, given the fact that it is Veterans Day, Jesse Jane, and the time you spent in uniform and service to this country, what do you hope folks think about and remember this weekend and throughout the year, really?
Oh, yes. So today is November 10th, and on 1775, November 10th is when the United States Marine Corps was born. And on November 11th is Veterans Day, which is also coincides, as I recall, with Armistice Day.
Yes.
It was really to honor those who had served their nation. And we need to remember that, you know, maybe it was your grandmother, grandfather, maybe it was a cousin or an uncle. It may not, most Americans don't even know a veteran who has served. Most Americans are so detached from those who have actually gone into combat. I mean, many know a veteran, but may not know somebody who actually served in a combat zone. Only 1% of this nation serves right now on active duty. 1%. I think that most people, particularly the reporters that are often slamming Gold Star versus the president conversations or talking about how to honor veterans, don't even know one themselves, have never even met or shaken a hand of a veteran. The most they've ever seen is maybe when they go through one of the hubs, somebody in uniform. What they must remember is until you have walked the walk, talked the talk, don't try to advocate or speak on our behalf until you get to know us. Don't tell us who should serve or how we should serve, because you don't know what it's like to be in a barracks, to be on a submarine, to be on a ship, to be deployed in the middle of nowhere without any contact with your family or friends. We sacrifice on a level that even if we're not in combat, we often don't get to come home sometimes or maybe once a year if that. I rarely saw my family when I was on active duty. I may have gotten home once a year for a good part of my time on active duty unless I was overseas, and then I would not see them. So what it boils down to is respect to service, respect to veteran, and understand that to get to know us would probably be one of the greatest gifts you could give this nation, to understand what our life is really like. It's the most unusual life most people would never dream of even trying to commit to.
Jesse Jane, we'll call time there. Happy Veterans Day again, Semper Fi, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Jesse Jane Duff, retired U.S. Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant, now a senior fellow at the London Center for Policy Research. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.